If this is your first time joining me on the show, I want to say welcome and thanks for sharing your time with me. In the previous episode, we talked about the rise of champions and how to overcome the challenges which keep you from becoming who God has called you to be. In today's episode, we'll talk about the heart of a champion. What does it mean to have the heart of a champion, and what should you be focusing your attention on if you want to live as a champion? Let's begin with the most obvious question. What is a champion? There are two definitions of what a champion is, which I particularly like, but it is what a champion does that's most inspiring to me and what I want you to begin focusing your attention around. Let's start with what a champion is. A champion is defined as one, a person who has defeated all opponents in a competition or a series of competitions so as to hold first place. And two, a person who struggles for, fights, or defends any other person or causes. Now, think about that for a moment. A champion must fight and come out victorious. And a champion always has a valid reason or cause to defend. In other words, champions all have something worth fighting for. Let me ask you this. If you're struggling in your marriage, in your ministry, your finances, your career, if you are struggling with your kids, in your relationships, your business, you're struggling with your personal dreams or happiness, etc., and you are not satisfied with the results you are getting in these areas of your life, isn't that something worth fighting for? Are those not good reasons to stand up and declare yourself a fighter? There is one thing all fighters do. They fight. But do you know what separates ordinary fighters from champions? Champions fight to win. Champions become champions because they face a giant situation, a problem, or an issue they battle with, and they fought the giant. They never gave up until they won. That's the entire process of winning, right? Now, let's look a little deeper at specifically what champions do. The dictionary says that champions always take two distinct actions, which are one, they defend. That means that they ward off attacks from, they guard against assault or injury. And two, champions support. They bear or they hold up. They serve as a foundation for something. So let's look at that a moment. The actions that champions take are not passive, weak actions. Rather, they stand against the attack of an enemy and they guard against assault or injury. Let's put that into context. If you are a parent, a mentor, a friend, and you have worked to protect your kids, your family, or your friends from some type of danger, be it a bad decision, bad relationships, bad business deals, etc., you, my friend, are a champion. It is that simple. If you have offered support to others and you've strengthened them in times of need, if you have been someone others can rely on, that is what champions do. This simply means that inside you beats the heart of a champion. Now our next question is, how does one effectively live in the role of a champion every day? In the next upcoming episode, we'll talk about the only three steps you need to focus on to win like a champion. So stay tuned.